Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this is for the people in relationships in the room.
Sorry, Slacker.
Slacker, you just hang there for a minute.
Okay,
we can
right
get
here.
To you in a second. Have you heard of a screen divorce?
No, I don't think so.
Screen?
Like screen.
S-C-R-E-E-N.
Yes. Not scream, not sleep. Sleep divorce is a very common thing where you sleep in different beds.
Oh. In not just different beds, different rooms. I know that seems obvious, but like, do you remember old timey TV where there'd be like two twin beds in a room
They
would each
That's
get in
That's
kind
of popular. They're
so
next
you still
to each
sleep
other.
In the same room.
I know a couple who has, it's like a split king or something. So they have a separate thing, but they're next to each other.
But it's still a king.
But they also have separate blankets.
That is very
Is it like
Scandinavian?
Swedish? That's what it
or
is.
Sweet, or maybe it
I
is
think,
Swedish.
I don't know.
Where you have different duvets and then you can... Oh, I should do that.
That is
man.
Actually very... Like, for some reason, anyone I've ever slept with turns into a burrito roller in the middle of the night. And I'm like...
That's
and
me.
Like, all the covers... Are, I'm like, you just kept... Like, if I turn over, then I turn back. I don't turn over again. I'm not a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, my fiance is a rotisserie chicken.
So he just keeps rolling up like a burrito? Yeah,
and then
you
I
need
have
your own
to literally shove him with both hands and say, I need covers! So, anyway.
Sounds like something SWAT would say.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I need cover, yeah. No, okay, so a screen divorce is when you choose to watch different things, which is like, doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but...
But at the same time, like you can... Like if you're into Bridgerton,
right,
and I'm watching Drive to Survive, like on my my time, I'll watch it, and then you watch
right
but like,
on your own time, and then after dinner, this is typically what we do. After dinner, we sit down to watch a show together. Together, we're not screen divorced. We're not just like here because what my sister and her husband do is one of them gets the big screen and one gets their iPad.
They sit. In the same room,
and I think
watching
the person with the iPad
things.
Has like AirPods in. So, during like basketball
finals, okay, the guy
finals,
gets the iPad. Let's be honest.
No.
If it's a member of your family, she's a princess.
Okay, first of all, Bean. No,
did
but,
I just win that?
no one talks to the queen that way.
So during like basketball playoffs or something, the big screen goes to basketball, and my sister will watch whatever reality TV show here. Well. And then Love Island season,
big screen,
she gets big screen. He watches whatever. Although
do you
she,
need the big screen for
yes,
Love Island?
Yes, you
no,
do.
You don't.
You absolutely
what,
do.
To see what?
But does he need the big screen for whatever he's watching?
Yes, because the play unfolds in a
no,
big.
No,
that's
but
what
I'm
a
saying,
big screen's for.
He's not necessarily
sports.
Watching basketball while this. He's just watching something else. However, she has posted a photo of him the other day. Literally, he has the screen in front of him, but his eyes are on Love Island.
Amazing.
That's I'm against it. For that reason, I think I don't know if I'm agreeing with you or not, but I think you watch the show together, whether you like it or not.
You have to suck it up.
Yes.
And
wait,
pretend
and
you care about Great British Bakers.
I agree.
Or
yeah.
Find something you both like. You,
that's almost
you picked each other for a reason. Don't you think you have something
I
in
just
common?
Have to say, have you talked to your fiance about it?
I guess I haven't suggested a screen divorce, but no. We have a lot of shows that we both love that we watch. Now, did he get to watch season two of The Last of Us? No, because I didn't want to.
But he can watch it on his own time.
No, this is what I'm saying. He's pretending to like your shows, Princess. But he
I'm going to text him right now. How many of the shows we watch do you actually
like? Erica, this is like, how many times has she done this on the show? What response do you think he's going to give?
Okay,
of course, my love, Princess Darling Love
Kitten.
He's
really into Traitors, which
is
that Peacock show.
Hilarious.
We watch Stick Together, which is the Apple TV Owen Wilson golf.
Is it good? Because they keep suggesting it.
It's pretty good, yeah. Especially if you like golf.
I think, but I agree, if you can find something you both like to watch, that's ideal. But I think you do have to suck it up, like you said. If I'm into the NBA Finals and my wife knows this, playoffs start, we're watching the games.
For
and
sure.
She knows that, and she has shows that are like that, that I'm just like,
yeah.
This
I'm
is
gonna
your
get
turn.
Through this because I love her.
Exactly.
Do you know how much Michigan football I have watched? Okay. It goes both ways.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.